Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willie Crawford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lynn McLaughlin. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting third. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Steger. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Steger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball four. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crawford for the out. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver bunts in front of the plate. Simmons throws to second. Safe. Over to first, and Seaver is out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Blake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kingman. McBride reaches second base with a double. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Unser reaches second base with a double. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. There goes Unser. The throw from Simmons and Unser is out. There goes Milner. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milner scores. Cranepool moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-1 in the game. Crawford hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0-for-1 in the game. McLaughlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 0-for-1 in the game. Staker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with McLaughlin covering, for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-0 in the game. Seaver takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith is thrown out after the base hit. McBride goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's Cardinals, 1, Mets, 1. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Unser takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Milner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McLaughlin. Kingman moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges is walked intentionally. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 0-for-2 in the game. Staker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Kingman moves to third. Hodges moves to second. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips is walked intentionally. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Simmons for a passed ball. Kingman scores. Hodges moves to third. Phillips moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Mets. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaver hits a line drive towards first. Fairley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-2 in the game. Crawford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fairley moves to third. Vic Harris pinch hits for Mike Tyson. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Fairley scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Mets. Keith Hernandez pinch hits for Lynn McLaughlin. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Wallace now pitching. Vic Harris now playing second base. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Unser strikes out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Leon Brown now playing left field. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Brock steals second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to third. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McBride throws the ball into Harris, who tags Hodges trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cranepool moves to third. Two outs. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 0-for-3 in the game. Staker is walked intentionally. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. Staker moves to third. It's 5-2, Mets. Bill Greif now pitching. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crawford takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to second. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey pinch hits for Bill Greif. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to third. Crawford moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fairley scores. Crawford scores. Mumphrey moves to second. It's 5-4, Mets. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mumphrey scores. Brock moves to third. It's Cardinals, 5, Mets, 5. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Al Roboski now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-4 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Unser bunts towards the mound. Roboski fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to second. One out. Leon Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to third. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hrabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote pinch hits for Ron Hodges. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Staker hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Grote now catching. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crawford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris bunts towards the mound. Lockwood juggles the ball. That's an error on Lockwood. Crawford moves to second. Al Hrabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hrabowski is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Crawford moves to third. Harris moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brock is walked intentionally. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a fly ball, foul, towards left field. Brown fields the ball and throws to third. Staker drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Staker. Crawford tags and scores. Harris tags and moves to third. Brock tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Cardinals. Bob Myrick now pitching. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre pinch hits for Bob Myrick. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Benny Ayala pinch hits for Dell Unser. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala takes first base on ball 4. Garrett moves to second. Leon Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.